We're officially a month into the autumn season, but do we really know all about this fantastically beige season?
The Men's Room Top 10!
Fantastically beige.
The Men's Room Top 10!
10 historical facts about autumn you probably didn't know. In the state of Washington, there are laws on the books that say as soon as the season of fall is ushered in and the skies begin to fill with ship's hull gray, moisture-laden clouds, certain things must occur. 1. Miles Montgomery must begin to ache and moan about the lack of sunlight. 2. Steve the Thrill Hill will once again break out his rosy disposition on the fact that the weather here sucks for 9+ months out of the year. And by proxy, we will play November Rain from Guns N' Roses a lot. I don't make the rules, people. I just abide by them.
We already started.
Bring on the gray. Fight me.
We already started the... this discussion.
Mm. Yeah.
Just even in the elevator. Michigan. I can't believe it's only 10 days, man. The clock's going to freaking change. God.
It's already getting dark outside, for God's sake.
I found out I'm really screwed.
Oh, yeah?
My clock's already an hour behind.
I'll
be 2 hours behind.
Have I tried to adjust your clock and I just failed?
Good luck.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's like, was that one of the things I was like, oh, dude, I got it.
Honestly, my car is so old, and shout out, it still runs and everything else. It's got 340,000 miles on it.
That's like going to the moon. You realize that. It's like literally. If you drove to the moon, you might already be on your way back.
The problem is, Mike, is the clock and the temperature thing, they don't always turn on. So, like, last night, as I parked, they actually lit up, and I was like, oh, it's an hour behind already.
Holy crap, you're absolutely right. The moon is 238,900 miles away.
So you're on your way back home, bro. That car is driven to the moon. You did whatever you're going to do. Probably get a Pepsi. And now you're driving back.
Just get the Pepsi.
And you wanted a moon Pepsi.
Moon Pepsi, yeah. Man.
Stop. Said what's up to Sputnik.
Yeah.
Well, I just went to the moon. I didn't go that far.
There you go. The carbonation's different on the moon, you know.
Oh, I'm like the Red Bull guy.
Twisted.
Twisted tea.
They were there to meet you.
Hey, look, if you drink Red Bulls, you probably enjoy a Twisted tea.
Oh, God. So these are some fun historical facts about fall. Number 10, Americans used to celebrate October 31st by sending, you ready for this, Steve? Halloween cards.
Oh, my God.
The Henry Ford Museum has a photo of an old Halloween card from 1930 with a witch brewing a ghost in a cauldron.
We don't need a card. Just give me candy.
Right. Here's a Halloween
card.
I mean, what kind of candy could you give out back then?
Caramel.
Yeah, it's probably homemade.
Right?
Here's a teaspoon of sugar that's up in your mouth.
Want an apple slice with a razor blade in it?
It'll cost you extra.
I feel like back then, somebody gave you a biscuit. You'd be like, whoa.
Hell yeah. That's the rich family.
Got a biscuit.
Got to go up the hill, man. They got biscuits.
Trick or treat.
Here's a pair of shoes.
How old are you? 8? Here's your shot of mead.
Number 9, Greek legend for autumn. Let's see. It comes from Persephone, the goddess of vegetation. She was picking flowers one day when Hades, the god of the underworld, fell madly in love with her. He took her back to the underworld with him, making her his queen. Persephone's mom, Demeter, goddess of the harvest, was so distraught that she refused to let anything grow.
Bitch.
Zeus saw that a massive famine was killing everyone on Earth, so he had Persephone be returned. However, before Hades let her go, he made her eat some pomegranate. Persephone was unaware of the rule that if anyone ate food from a different realm, they were forced to stay in that realm. Zeus had heard about this and gave Persephone an exception. So I guess you can just kind of beat that with, like, Zeus saying it's all cool. But
don't worry about it.
She only had to live with Hades for half the year. Thus, while Persephone was on Earth with her mom, she let things grow. And while Persephone reigned as queen of the underworld, all the vegetation died off.
And then one day they said, oh, the Earth spins.
That's right.
You got this big, long story. You know what? Check that. Never mind.
Our story's better. Number 8 of the historical facts about fall that you might not have known. Jack-o'-lanterns actually come from an Irish legend. This fable comes from the Celtic Ireland their October 31st holiday marking the new year. On this night, evil spirits roam the earth, and in order to protect their homes, families would carve menacing faces into turnips and leave them outside.
Yeah, I knew turnips was the thing.
Yeah.
When I say evil spirits, the first thing I picture is Yukon Jack.
Well, that's a wintertime beverage.
I know, and an evil spirit.
I mean, I just always think banshees.
Yeah, them screaming.
That's always
ghosts.
Big, yeah, in like the Irish lore. Mm-hmm. As a child, I was very scared of banshees.
You bet, dude.
Now I realize they're just barn owls.
Yeah. And the thing is, they only come out on misty nights when it's already kind of spooky outside. There's a full moon. It's clear out there other than the mist that's all around there.
Why do monsters ever do anything during the damn day?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like, it's daytime.
It's flipping rude.
We're awake. Like, if nothing else, it's rude because, like, hey, I'm trying to get some shut-eye.
Right. It's 3 in the morning. Shut up. You're dead. Shut up.
Be quiet.
What are you bitching about?
You had your shot. You're gone now.
Is there any, like, slasher films or dude kills during the day?
No.
I mean, a death might occur during the day, but nah, he...
Even Jaws typically attacked at night.
Until the end.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. He attacked the boat.
That's right. And the kid.
Kid.
I don't think, no.
Kid and Jaws?
Yeah. That kid gets eaten.
He's not out there swimming at night, dude.
Swimming in the middle of the day.
I remember the kid getting eaten in Jaws.
The kid on the raft?
Oh,
yeah.
He did get it.
All the blood comes squirting up out of the water. Yeah.
Then the mom slaps the mayor.
You should have never opened those beaches.
Like, why
you knew.
Slap the shark.
I said beaches.
Slap the shark. Don't slap me. Slap the shark. Don't take care of it. Fall history facts.
I don't blame her.
No. My kid's been shark food.
Yeah.
He's chum.
And he ate that dog.
He did eat the dog. That was kind of funny, though. Well, kids are playing fetch. Just the way they filmed the scene. Not that the dog was eaten, but your leg.
No. You said what you said.
Yeah.
It's funny that a dog got ate by a shark.
Well, that dog, yeah.
Some I see Molly, I'm going to tell her what you said.
She's going to send me and growl all night.
Just know that if he knows that there's a shark in the ocean, he's throwing a ball.
Yeah. Trick-or-treating actually goes back to the Celts. In what is now called Ireland, the Celts dressed up like evil spirits to celebrate the end of the year. They believe that as the year transitioned to the next, the dead and the living would overlap and demons would roam the earth again. Dressing up as evil spirits would fool the actual demons, and living Celt would be left alone. So they actually were just kind of blending in with.
Why
the spirits
does everyone act like Earth is like the place to be?
I mean,
evil spirits—they roam the Earth like they didn't roam somewhere. I mean, you can go anywhere you want at that point. Like, man, come here.
Okay, well,
freak people out. One night to party with them. I mean, it just seems like a waste of time. Like, really? That's what you chose to do? All right.
Okay, but imagine that you're stuck in this building. You're stuck here at work. All the time. You get one day to go down to, like, the wharf. Like, all right, I'm going to go party it up down there.
Yeah. You're not wrong.
Right.
What I'm saying, though, is that maybe I go somewhere else.
Right.
Maybe I just want to go to Mod Pizza.
I mean, hell, Clay Ellum sounds good compared to this after a while.
I might stay here.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd go party it up in Clay Ellum.
Okay.
I have.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's great out there.
Mm-hmm. I'm in.
Got the three feather lakes.
I just want to go to that cowboy bar.
Yeah.
Early pumpkin pies, this sucks, had pumpkins as the crust.
Ew. Ugh.
Americans in New England were obsessed with pumpkins. They brewed pumpkin ale. They added dried pumpkin to flips.
Flips?
But, I mean, you got to remember, they don't have much sweet stuff.
Right.
Sure.
So, like, it probably tasted good to them.
So
yeah, comparatively.
Like cranberries, just a handful of things.
So one of the earliest recipes involved filling a hollowed-out pumpkin with spice, sweetened milk, and cooking it directly in a fire. So the pumpkin itself was the crust.
All right.
That's wild, man. Thanksgiving date was set up to help the Great Depression recovery. The specific day and even month to celebrate Thanksgiving varied between presidents until President Lincoln declared in an 1863 proclamation that it would occur on the last Thursday of November. However,
that's why I got shot.
You damn son of a bitch.
I like doing it a second.
However, mid-Depression, Thanksgiving was going to be on the very last day of November. This concerned President Roosevelt that the economy would suffer due to a shortened Christmas season. Thus, a second presidential proclamation was issued, moving Thanksgiving to the second to last Thursday in November.
All right. How do you think they feel now where it's like, hey, I know you're worried about the shortened Christmas season, all the commerce. Yeah, we start these commercials in, like, early October now.
That's right. Yes. The Monster Mash was actually banned in the UK.
Are you kidding?
Why?
Because it sucks?
Right. The Monster Mash was banned because the BBC failed to see the funny side and viewed lyrics like, it was a graveyard smash as too morbid.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they're right. I won't play it in my house.
What did we ban? War of the Worlds?
Thanksgiving gave us TV dinner. Swanson salesman Gary Thomas thought of the idea for frozen dinners in 1953 after seeing that his company had 260 tons of frozen turkey left over after Thanksgiving sitting in 10 refrigerated railroad cars. Since the refrigeration in the train cars only worked while in motion, the train moved back and forth between Nebraska and the East Coast until a better plan was hatched. And he said, screw it. Carve the damn thing up and put it into a easily cooked
all
up
right,
thing.
All right.
And shout out to Butterball. His frozen turkeys were around, but they absolutely sucked.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And the Butterball came along, and it was like, oh, you can actually cook a frozen turkey, and it will taste good.
Nice. Did you hear what Butterball's whipping out this year?
No.
They have a frozen turkey that you can cook that does not need to be thawed days before in the refrigerator.
Get out of here.
Oh, come on. That's a game changer.
You can actually take it out of the freezer and put it in the oven and cook that bitch that day, and it's fine. I mean, it's not going to be like if you brined it.
Sure, sure.
But you can take a frozen turkey out.
So we're not screwing this up over and over.
Well, just in case you need room in your refrigerator for other things or whatever the deal is. I mean,
does anybody know what candy corn was originally called?
Earplugs?
Ass. Pieces of corn.
Chicken feed.
Oh,
it does look like chicken feed.
Yeah, right? And then here's the number one fact about Autumn that you might not have known. I like this one. Bobbing for apples was actually a UK dating technique.
So you won't play Monster Mash, but to pick up a date, the original
girl.
Tender.
Hey, can you get that?
I still don't know how I feel about that game.
Bobbing for apples?
Yeah.
I mean, if my apples are the reward, it's not worth it is my issue.
Correct.
How do you not you don't like fruit and vegetables?
No, I'm just saying, I'm not going to dunk my head in there.
For an apple? If it's a caramel-covered apple, sure.
Maybe. No, it's delicious Honeycrisp, I'm going in for it.
No. If adults want to do it, fine. I don't know, man. It feels weird being like, get all the kids around. Get something with their mouth.
I'll put my head down there
right?
for like a Butterfinger.
Sounds creepy.
Okay. Most things do.
Well, passing the egg back and forth, that's safe. Tossing?
Mm-hmm. Have them just toss an egg back and forth.
God, it's fun in my house.